News headlines from the world of books, compiled by Catherine Cunningham here on the Book Club at 91.7. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra expands its repertoire into poetry in an effort to engage the community in discussion around the One City, One Symphony concert and its theme of freedom. The CSOs conducted a poetry contest, asking for original poem submissions, responding to the question, "What does freedom mean to you?" The symphony announced the winners this week. In the high school division, winners included Dana Schneider, Bridget Bill, and Allison Manias. Adult division winners include Mark Flanagan, Richard Haig, and Elise Daniel. You can visit WVXU.org for a link to learn more about the winners. You've read the book, you've seen the movie, now you can go to the theme park. Lionsgate Films is looking to capitalize on the popularity of the Hunger Games series, along with other films such as Twilight, Step Up, and Divergent. Book-inspired theme park slated to open in 2019 in Atlanta. And finally, in Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, T.S. Eliot gave us a mystery cat in McCavity, an original conjuring cat in Mr. Mephistopheles, and a curious cat in The Rum Tum Tugger. Turns out they also dreamed up a gourmet cat, the feline star of a previously unpublished cat poem, who has a taste for salmon, duck, and expensive French wines. Poem, which will be part of a new edition of the author's writings from Faber and Faber, was included in a thank you letter from Eliot to his friend Anthony Loud. The letter and poem are found inside a book following Loud's death in 2003. No word on whether or not the new cat will be included in next year's Broadway revival of Andrew Lloyd Webber's hit musical. A few news headlines. The World of Books here on the Book Club at 91.7.